You're listening to Michigan Radio. I'm Emily Fox. As part of Michigan Radio's Songs from Studio East series, we're exploring music that combines both contemporary and traditional music from around the world. Today, we meet Sacramento Knox from Southwest Detroit.
Southwest Detroit is, I feel like it's a cultural hub in Detroit, like a meeting point, because historically, you have the train station there.
That iconic old train station that sits vacant near the expressway.
You know, a lot of people came into that station and came over there, and specifically, you know, the Mexican culture. And they set up shop right there, and, you know, they have their Mexican town right there near the train station.
Knox is a hip-hop artist who blends Mexican and indigenous music into some of his songs. His father is Ojibwe. He came to Detroit from Walpole Island, a reservation on the Canadian side of Lake St. Clair. Knox's mother's family came from Mexico. Both of his parents came to Detroit because of the many industrial jobs that were available at the time.
And that's how I got here, through the mixing and blending of Detroit's industrialism and bringing people over here to work in the steel factories and the mills and the car companies.
Knox says he struggled with his identity when he was growing up in Southwest Detroit. He felt like he wasn't Mexican enough for the Mexican kids.
With the native kids, yeah, it was like the same thing. Like, come from two cultures, so it's like I'm not the other one. Or
Knox says it was hip-hop that allowed him to create a new identity for himself.
What was monumental was the hip-hop culture, going into the hip-hop culture and understanding that as, like, the new indigeneity of urban cities.
Knox says hip-hop isn't just about a new kind of music or dance that was being created in the hood. It's also a lifestyle.
Hip-hop is just the struggle in the city, the struggle from where you're coming from. So, for example, hip-hop to me is like, you know, taking an extension cord from grandma's house and running that boy over to our house because we couldn't pay the electricity bill, or we're trying to and we don't have enough money, or like finding other ways to live. And I think growing out of poverty and violence, like, you really learn how to make something out of nothing. So, and that's like the root of hip-hop culture, making something out of nothing.
And in recent years, Knox has used hip-hop to connect to his cultural roots. 5 years ago, he dropped an album called The Selena Tape. It was inspired by the music of the Chicana singer, Selena Quintanilla Perez.
The Selena Tape was birthed out of respect and love for women, especially such as a great woman as Selena, you know, a singer, role model, you know, culture creator, you know, being a hip-hop artist, you know, to like mix and sample and flip beats and music. That was like a piece of my sharing of who I am and what I like to do with Selena.
Knox is also tapping into his indigenous roots. Recently, the Canadian electronic group, A Tribe Called Red, reached out to him and asked if he wanted to collaborate. A Tribe Called Red is known for combining dance beats with indigenous music. This song is Knox's collaboration with that group. It was inspired by the hashtag Dear Native Youth campaign. It's meant to uplift young indigenous people and let them know that they are loved and valued.
Many songs and many bars, breaking down the stars, you know who we are. Don't let no tricks to lie to you, surprise on who will ride for you. Pray for the ones that have died for you, laid the light, vicious fight, sacrifice for living nights, balance and bright nights with these dark lights. I'll never give up.
Like, I work a lot with young men in the neighborhood, young guys and men, and it was a message for them, you know, based with them and based off a lot of native kids and around the country, you know, because we already have to deal with, like, mental health problems, like, you know, suicide issues and, you know, just feeling that, like, we're not a human being or we're gone from existence. So, you know, it's just like that message was like, you know, don't let the trickster lie to you. You're worth something. You're valuable. You're a beautiful human being. And, you know, you're the next generation.
This kind of work comes after decades of federal policies meant to strip indigenous people of their culture. Things like boarding schools where kids were taken away from their families, beaten if they spoke their native language, and kind of taught how to be white. And here in the U.S., there was an actual law that made it illegal for Native Americans to practice their ceremonies. Knox says there was a time in his life when he didn't embrace being indigenous because it seemed like a shameful thing to be.
I remember just being young. It was never cool to be Indian. You know, I was like, damn, I don't want no people to see that I'm reconnecting with this culture because, you know, colonialism tried to make Native people non-existent in the world. So, you know, it's like there's that stigma and that colonial ideology around that.
But he says music has helped him reconnect to his indigenous roots.
I kind of forgot who I was for a second. And it's just like, you know, reconnecting my spirit with who I am spiritually, but also like my soul and spirit's also in the hip hop. So it's like bringing those things together that are important and evolving, you know? So it's just, you know, it's like the things I love. Like, I like hip hop and the drum, and that's one thing that's universal. Like our heartbeats, everyone has a heart and everyone has a heartbeat.
The Native American community sees the drum as the heartbeat of Mother Earth, and it's really important in their music. Knox is now giving that beat new life in this single.
Turtle Island coasting. Great job. Taking a sacred back to the ghetto and planting meadows of ladies and fellows, aging them to space.
I believe music is medicine, and to keep that upheld, you know, to put those sounds inside there, those ancient and traditional sounds inside, you know, this contemporary shell and casings and things.
He says it's his duty as an indigenous person and a hip-hop artist to help bring native culture back in a new form.
There's a lot of those messages that come with being just indigenous is like, you know, uplift those backstories and those things of who you are, you know, uplift those things. And part of the revitalization comes with that, like relearning ourselves and, you know, decolonizing our mind and just restoring our culture.
It was all a dream from a scene to scene, like a steam beam from a rifle. I know VGs paved the way for me, so best believe that I honor all my people, life and death, because this system was built by cycles. Got these hammers on deck, now it's my turn to break that cycle.
Knox and A Tribe Called Red will release their single in the coming months.
I've been making music that's been helping movements, that's been using education and workshops, so they've been specifically written a type of way, like this I define as like we art and me art. And me art is like, you know, just talking about my life and, you know, my self-centered goals and emotions, as opposed to we art, which tells our histories as people, our culture and our togetherness as a collective and humanity.
But Knox says he's going to start focusing on music that takes more of a personal narrative form. He's working on an album about his life in Southwest Detroit.
It's just being vulnerable, you know, being vulnerable as letting everybody know my mental health issues I had, my struggles with addiction and, you know, my attempted suicides and, you know what I'm saying, like being violent to other people and shit, and give that narrative to help, you know, show people that you can turn into a butterfly, you can transform.
Knox's new album about Southwest Detroit is scheduled for release this fall. As part of Michigan Radio's Songs from Studio East series, Knox performed in studio for us. You can check out the videos at michiganradio.org. And spoiler alert, one video features a Native American dance.
I'm from a city where we grinding out and getting it. In the state of Michigan, they hit you with their stupidness. But nah, I ain't losing to them goons. I'm a savage where that place you think I'm from. Learn tactics from the back lift. Stash under the mattress. It's grass.
Songs from Studio East is supported in part by the Michigan Humanities Council, an affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities, and the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs.